Proverbs 29. He who, being often reproved, hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the uncompromisingly righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people groan and sigh. Whoever loves skillful and godly wisdom rejoices his father, but he who associates with harlots wastes his substance. The king by justice establishes the land, but he who exacts gifts and tribute overthrows it. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his own feet. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the uncompromisingly righteous man sings and rejoices. The consistently righteous man knows and cares for the rights of the poor, but the wicked man has no interest in such knowledge. Scoffers set a city afire, inflaming the minds of the people, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man has an argument with a foolish man, the fool only rages or laughs, and there is no rest. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless man, but the upright care for and seek to save his life. A self-confident fool utters all his anger, but a wise man holds it back and stills it. If a ruler listens to falsehood, all his officials will become wicked. The poor man and the oppressor meet together. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. The king who faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established continuously. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left undisciplined brings his mother to shame. When the wicked are in authority, transgression increases, but the uncompromisingly righteous shall see the fall of the wicked. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your heart. Where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. A servant will not be corrected by words alone, for though he understands, he will not answer the master who mistreats him. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a self-confident fool than for him. He who pampers his servant from childhood will have him expecting the rights of a son afterward. A man of wrath stirs up strife, and a man given to anger commits and causes much transgression. A man's pride will bring him low, but he who is of a humble spirit will obtain honor. Whoever is partner with a thief hates his own life. He falls under the curse pronounced upon him who knows who the thief is, but discloses nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever leans on, trusts in, and puts his confidence in the Lord is safe and set on high. Many crave and seek the ruler's favor, but the wise man waits for justice from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way of the Lord is an abomination to the wicked.